Hello, welcome to Women's Football Report. I'm your host, Sydney, and this is the week of October 4th to October 10th. So this is already on Wednesday, and I know I'm supposed to I tried to release these on Mondays, but this was just really delayed because I was kind of busy. But there's a lot of games to cover, so I'm basically going to go through them really quickly. I'm not going to go into as much detail because there was Women's Champion League, 2 days of NWSL matches, and then the regular WSL, and there was some more to cover with the NWSL drama and everything. So I'm just going to start with, because this was what happened literally Monday when I was when I was editing the episode, so I couldn't put it in last week's episode. But Steve Baldwin, gave up his shares in the team, but he's still the owner of the team. He's just not the manager anymore. And the Washington Spirit players released this statement, on all of their Instagrams, saying, they're disappointed, frustrated. They didn't give him, he didn't give the players a response or anything, and he gave all the, managing duties to Ben Olsen, who's literally, brand new to the club, which is really dumb. And all the players are saying they want Michelle Kang to take over the team, which I kind of already talked about. And so that was their statement. And then the DC United players actually had a statement that was saying they stand with the Washington Spirit players in the NWSL. And the WSL did this before their matches too. They locked arms around the circle, kind of like the NWSL did, during to show that they stand with the NWSL players, they shouldn't have to go through the abuse that they did. So that's all the NWSL stuff happening this week. I'm going to start with the Women's Champions League because this happened Wednesday, October 5th, or Tuesday and Wednesday. It was Tuesday, October 5th, Wednesday, October 6th. So I'm sorry if I say these names wrong because they are European and I'm kind of bad at saying the names as they as it is. But Hoffenheim beat HB Køge, I think it is. It's Køge. 5-0, and that's a big win. That's 5-0. And this is the first time it's in group stages because usually it just starts automatically with the two-stage format. So this is the group stage. And Lyon beat Häcken 3-0. And the next match is a big match that I was looking forward to, at least. Barcelona versus Arsenal, because Arsenal was is in really good form still, and Barcelona's the returning champions, and it was 4-1 Barcelona. Arsenal, I think, is going to probably take a lot out of this because it's a big loss, and this is their first loss of the year with their new manager and everything, but I think Arsenal will learn from this and grow, kind of like Chelsea did after their loss in the Champions League. Moving on to the next match, we had Bayern versus Benfica, and I thought Bayern was going to win this because they were so heavily favored and everything, but it was a 0-0 tie. Benfica played well. They had more of a defensive game, obviously, and they got the result they wanted, I guess. Probably preferred a win, but a tie against a team like Bayern is very good. The next game is Real Madrid versus, I don't even know how to say this, it's ZHYTLOBUD-1. I'm not even going to attempt that because it would be bad. Real Madrid won 1-0, and this is good for them because they've been struggling in their league play as of now. So that's a good result for them. Juventus versus Servette FC CF. Juventus ended up winning 3-0. This is good because they have Chelsea coming up next week, and then they have Wolfsburg after that. That's a hard group to be in, I feel like, but I think they could make it out of the group if they have a good game against Chelsea and Wolfsburg. PSG versus Breda back. I think I said that wrong. But PSG won 2-0. I thought they probably could have gotten more from that game, but they still got the win, and that's all they really needed. Moving on to the next match was Chelsea versus Wolfsburg. I watched this match completely as a Chelsea fan. Oh my gosh, this game was so stressful. Chelsea ended up getting an early lead with, a Sam Kerr chip, and then they ended up going down, 3-1 at one point, and then they came back and tied it, and Pernell Harder got a late stoppage time goal to tie it up against her former team, and she just has a knack for doing that against her former team. And that was all the Champions League for this week. Match day 1 out of 6 for the group stage. They play again next week, and next week has some pretty good matchups, so I'm excited for that. So I'm going to move on to the NWSL because they played on Wednesday, or some teams at least played on Wednesday. We're going to start with Gotham FC versus the Washington Spirit. This was Carly Lloyd's, farewell game it wasn't her, it's not her last game, but they moved the game to Philly to, because Kylie Wood's from Philly. I almost went because Philly's not too far away from my college, but we had a game that night, so I couldn't go. But it was a 0-0 tie. I honestly have no idea what I expected for this game, but a 0-0 tie wasn't it. If it was going to tie, I thought maybe it would be, like, higher scoring. Like, I don't know. I didn't know if the Spirit were going to, like, come out and, like, be on the offensive like they are, or Gotham was just going to, like, I really don't know what I expected from this game, so I'm going to move on to the next one. Houston Dash versus the Portland Thorns. Now, this game kind of shocked me because Houston got the 3-2 win. Houston really needs these points for playoffs because last week they were one spot out of playoff contention, and Portland's in the top, but they need to keep playing good if they want to keep that good playoff seeding and maybe get the first round bye. So good for Houston, but Portland needs to step it up if they want to have the one or two seed. North Carolina Courage versus Racing Louisville. The North Carolina Courage are still in the playoff hunt as well. They get the 3-1 victory. Racing Louisville has had a weird season. They won that international tournament, like the Champions Cup, I think. No, that wasn't the Champions Cup. It was like the new tournament, but like they have not been very good in the league play. Like they've pulled off some upsets, but they haven't been consistent, and that's just kind of killing them right now. But I think next season it's going to be really fun to watch Louisville. Moving on to the Saturday games for the NWSL, Orlando played Gotham FC, and Gotham had a quick turnaround from playing on Wednesday versus the Spirit, but Gotham got the win 3-2, better than their 0-0 draw. All of these teams are basically in the playoff hunt except Kansas City and Louisville, which makes this so interesting because every game right now is like mattering with the league ending soon. Playoffs are going to start November-ish, I think. So Gotham getting the points is really important. Orlando's probably going to need to step it up because I think they've lost their last couple matches, or they've been declining ever since the start of their season. Another game that had a quick turnaround, Washington Spirit versus Racing Louisville. Both of these teams played on Wednesday, so it wasn't as big of a deal, I guess, because no team really had the advantage. But the Washington Spirit beat Racing Louisville 3-0. They had a really good offensive display, and props to Spirit for getting a draw and a win this week, because they like are still in the playoff hunt, even though lost two matches 3-0 because of forfeit and everything that's been happening in their club with the ownership and the coach and everything like that. So props to the Spirit, and I hope they do good in the standings because I'm a Spirit fan. Moving on to Sunday's games, Kansas City versus Portland. Another disappointing result for Portland with a 0-0 tie. I don't really know what's going on there, but they need to work on their offensive, it seems like. But yeah, as I said before, Portland just needs to step it up. Another good result for the Houston Dash, a 4-1 win versus the North Carolina Courage. It looks like Houston Dash are getting into form at the right time, right before the playoffs, and now they're in third in playoff standings, which is like insane because last week they were in seventh. But that's why this league is kind of fun to watch, because everything's changing, rather than the WSL, which has kind of your top four teams always in the top, but the NWSL, anything can happen any week. Finally, this was probably the best match of the weekend to watch because it was really close. OL Reign versus Chicago Red Stars. The Reign ended up getting the 3-2 victory over the Red Stars, which keeps the Reign in second place. And now just moving on to the standings, I was just talking about the Reign. They're only 1 point behind Portland now because Portland didn't do good in their last three games. Houston's in third, Carolina in fourth. Washington Spirit is in fifth, but Gotham is 1 point behind with one less game played. And Chicago Red Stars and Orlando are now sitting out a playoff spot, but it's still by like 3 points. Like the top two have a good margin, but 3 through 8 are all within like 3 or 4 points, which is crazy. And Racing Louisville and Kansas City have at least 11-point gap between them. They're just not doing great. Moving into the WSL, there was a couple good matches this week. I'm going to start with Arsenal versus Everton. They keep their 100% record with a 3-0 win over Everton. Katie McCabe scored another insane goal this week, and she's just doing so well, and she's in great form at the moment. Tottenham actually lost their first game of the season. They were undefeated as well. They lost 2-1 to Brighton, which was shocking because I thought Tottenham was going to win again this week and kind of keep that streak going. So now they're in third. They've dropped out of that second position, and they're in third because Chelsea has a better goal differential, because Chelsea won again this week 2-0. The Chelsea game was kind of weird because like It was against Leicester, and I kind of thought it would be a blowout. But Chelsea didn't score until like the 80-something minute. Shout out to Leicester's goalie, though, because they did so well to keep this game even. And unfortunately, they didn't get the result they wanted, but they really put up a fight against the former champions. Finally, some good news for Reading, who got the first win of the season, 3-0 versus Aston Villa. Birmingham City also picked up their first point this weekend with a 1-1 tie to West Ham United. Moving on to the Manchester Derby. Early in this match, Georgia Stanway got a straight-up red card, which I thought was going to let Man United win the game, because I'm not sure if City can withstand like having a red card for that long. But 3 minutes after that, Shaw got a goal and gave Man City the advantage. But in the 72nd minute, Lucy Staniforth got on the board for Man United, giving them the tie. 3 minutes later, Russo scored a goal, giving Man United the 2-1 lead. But Ellen White came in and scored another goal, leading to the 2-2 tie. And I thought Man United probably could have won this game. I don't know. Man City actually put up a good fight, because I thought Man United was going to win this game easily after Man City's former result. But even with this result, Man City is still in 9th place and Man United moves to 4th. I think Man United can finish 3rd this year, and I think Tottenham is probably going to fall down the table as the season goes on. But if Man United stays in this form, I think they can have the Champions League spot. I don't have much else to say. I told you this podcast was going to be brief because it's already late, and I really wanted to get this out today because I don't think there was any point if I waited any more days to release this. So sorry about that. Next week's episode should be on Monday. There will be a lot to cover next week too, because there's going to be Champions League, FA WSL Cup, which is the Continental Cup, and there's going to be WSL and NWSL. And I'll probably explain more about how the European soccer works with all these competitions going on at once, because that's a little confusing. Like, there's the Continental Cup, FA Cup. Sometimes there's a Community Shield. They didn't have that this year. And then there's, like, Champions League and then just regular league. So I'll go into that next week. But thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next week.